The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. In a bid to open up its economy, China plans to cut import tariffs on nearly 1,500 consumer items beginning on July 1st. The tariff rate will be reduced from 15.7% to 6.9% on a range of products ranging from kitchen supplies to cosmetics to clothing. In many cases, the reduction is equivalent to a cut of about 60%. Chu Guanyao is the Vice Minister of Finance.
As one of the main developing countries in the world, China's move to reduce tariffs on consumer goods will serve the Chinese people in the first place, and it will also be beneficial for the global multilateral system and the development of the global economy.
The decision comes in the midst of ongoing discussions and negotiations between the U.S. and China on trade issues. While some American goods are covered under the new tariff cuts, the categories selected by the Chinese Finance Ministry do not heavily favor the United States. This is the fourth time China has made such tariff reductions. The Chinese government program intended to lift fishermen out of poverty in Fujian province is proving to be successful. In 2017, villagers' average income reached more than nearly $3,000 per capita, 20 times more than in the 1990s. The success came from an aquaculture training program that brought so-called gypsies on the sea from their small houseboats to shore. Liu Duren is a fisherman in Shipi Village.
I had been living a tough life on a boat for more than three decades. In the 1990s, the local and provisional party committees asked us to go onshore and offered good incentives to us, including a house and subsidies. Then we went onshore.
Liu was given two or three trainings every year on how to grow oysters, and now his six-member family can earn approximately $15,000 a year. Liu was among 1,400 people who were relocated by the end of 2013. Along with training programs, the government spent just under $2 million in loans for relocation and assistance. China still has around 30 million people living below the national poverty line. The government aims to lift more than 10 million people out of poverty in 2018. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.